Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, The Game here on this Friday. Hope you're having a great day. We are live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. We always enjoy our time here, and we always enjoy our conversations with our next guests. And, you know, it's been a minute, and that's on us. We need to change that. We bring in Casey Alexander, head coach of the Belmont Bruins men's basketball team. Casey, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic and excited to talk to you about your team. But I'll start with, is everybody on your team and you guys been safe with all the ice and everything? And I know probably having to battle some power loss.
Yeah, we've got a couple of coaches still without power at home. And, you know, obviously a college campus, they get that power back up and running pretty quickly. So the team's been fine. We've functioned mostly normal as usual. So yeah, everything's fine.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So tell us a bit about your club and how you feel like things have going. Now you're in the heart of conference schedule, which obviously is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Just flipped past the halfway mark in the league. Overall, it's been good. I mean, team's 19-3. We're, I don't know, low 60s in all the rankings that you could look at, I think, you know, which for a mid-major says a lot about overall strength, you know, but we got a long way to go. You know, it's been a good team, a lot of guys turning, kind of have had a lot of success, but again, you know, Murray State tomorrow night, battle for first place, in the stretch of games down the home stretch, that's always going to be difficult as you lead toward conference play.
These games against Murray State have been fun for years, it seems like. And you take them on tomorrow at the Curb Event Center. What have you been able to learn about them as you look at film and all of that?
Yeah, they're super talented. They're a little bit of a losing streak right now. They were, time last week, they were in first place, and we were trying to catch them. Now we're a game ahead. So we're first and second, but they've got great talent. They've had, gosh, they score, I think, 86, 87 points per game, really play with a lot of pace. It should be an awesome game to watch. I mean, for anybody that's just a casual fan out there that wants some good hoops, it would be a really fun game to watch. I anticipate a great atmosphere, two teams that score a lot, have had a lot of success, a rivalry game, just kind of everything wrapped up into a nice little ball, and a lot better than being outside, of course.
Talking to Casey Alexander, head basketball coach over at Belmont. National televised game, too. Is that – those are good, right? I mean, because you hit an audience that might not know Belmont basketball, but what an atmosphere to be tomorrow night over there, Murray State. This is going to be fun, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's what it's all about. The league's got a great package of games. This one, I think, is CBS Sports Network. Maybe we've got several ESPN slots throughout the year, and the league does a great job of kind of highlighting the biggest matchups. You know, right now with two teams that are battling for first in a rivalry game, it should be good. Joe, I want to say this for, to you as well. I heard on the intro that you were Nashville's media darling, and I want to apologize. I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Thank you, Coach. I mean, I've won that award 25 years in a row, so that's I'll take that to the grave.
Who puts that
me.
Award out, though?
I'm not sure who does that. That's okay, but I love you, and I love Belmont basketball, so I think this is great, so I lend my support. We always talk about – I think we talked about this a long time ago with you about, you know, when you have exams in December, it's tough to get the guys to focus and everything. You know, what we're going through now was a city. You talk about the power of some of your coaches being out. Is it tougher now, you know, with a situation like it's happening around, to focus on the court when you're really worried about your friends and neighbors?
It's a mixed bag. You know, obviously any time routine is broken, that's not great for sports teams and coaches, you know, that thrive on routine and discipline and kind of doing the same thing at the same times every day. And so, yeah, that's disruptive, and it's definitely a reminder that, God, there's so many things that are more important than Belmont versus Murray State, you know, right? But at the same time, we've got a job to do, and the games will play on, and it's our job to be ready. And so you just kind of have to put one foot in front of the other and try to go about your business like everything is normal as best you can.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny, we talk to coaches all the time, and, you know, coaches can't tell you many wins, but I bet you could tell me all your losses this year, right?
Yeah, real fast. Real fast, I could. Yeah, that's just the nature of the game. Winning is a relief in almost every circumstance, it's just a relief. And then losing is pure hell, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You lose to Southern Illinois by a point. Now you've rattled off six in a row. What lesson did you approach practice any different? Did you have a different message? Or finally it's like, now we're getting hot at the right time? What all came together for this nice streak?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. So I think the more you do it, the more as a coach you realize, you know, literally not to make the highs too high and the lows too low. You know, and in this league, you know, gosh, the winner of this league is typically going to lose 4, 5, 6 games. It's just a really tough league. And so you don't get overwhelmed by it. But we've truthfully, we have not played as well. We've won 6 in a row, but we have not. We were playing much better before conference play started. We've lost our point guard. That's been part of that. So we kind of had to regather ourselves. But it's really a long haul thing that you just try to stay focused on. We've lost 2 conference games. In the first one, we had the ball with 5.9 seconds to go, down 1, and missed a layup that would have won the game. And in the other loss, we were up 1 with 5.4 seconds to go, and the other team made their layup to win by 1. So both losses are 1 point at the buzzer, literally at the buzzer.
We're talking to Casey Alexander, the basketball coach at Belmont. And look, I've been to games at Curb Event Center. I know that the fans bring it. But, you know, with it being a big conference battle in Murray State, I would put that as a rivalry. What do you need from your fan base tomorrow?
Yeah, we need our fan base and just anybody who cares about basketball to throw on a red and blue shirt and come to the game. You know, it is a fun game. Murray will bring a lot of people. Their fan base is as good as anybody's around. And so it just should be a great environment. It's a rare doubleheader. Our women actually played Murray at 4, which almost never happens anymore. And both of those teams are playing for first place as well. So Belmont Murray women, men, first place, not much better to do, in my opinion, than to come to the game.
Do we expect to see Coach Bird somewhere in the audience checking things out?
Coach Bird will be there for sure. Coach Bird is without power. He was at practice yesterday. He's toughing it out without power, but he'll be at the game just to get warm, if nothing else.
Well, that's good. Coach, you got 5 guys in double-digit scoring. What does that say about your basketball team?
Yeah, I mean, balance is important. You know, Tyler Lumblade has carried us all year, reigning 3-point champion as far as nationally. Literally, he was the best 3-point shooter in the country last year. So he has carried us, but we have a lot of weapons. Anybody who follows our program would probably say that offensively we've always done fairly well. And a little side note here, you know, field goal percentage offense, we're literally number 1 in the country. Nobody better with effective field goal percentage than we are. So if we can keep from turning it over and maybe make a few free throws, then we'll be pretty good, I think.
That's a pretty good stat right there. Be number 1 in the country in field goal percentage. That's well done. Is that something that you talk about with the guys, or you just don't bring it up at all?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, it's you have to be an unselfish team to get something like that accomplished. You got to have good offensive players to get something like that accomplished. I'm an analytics fan, and so. I talk numbers and stats to those guys all the time, not so much to pat ourselves on the back, but like, hey, here's where we are in this. Here's how we need to improve offensively. Here's what the numbers say. So, for example, yeah, we're number 1 in field goal percentage, but overall offensively we're 58th out of 365, all right? So where's the breakdown? The breakdown comes from turnovers, empty possessions at the free throw line. We're not a good free throw shooting team. And we're not a great offensive rebounding team. So even though when we get shots on goal, we're good. But when we don't, it really hurts us.
You got a good pregame message for the team tomorrow? We're going to play a little video for them, getting fired up. You got anything going?
If they need me for motivation for this game or any game, we're in trouble. I try to speak the facts and make sure we're ready to play, and I leave all the hype to them. They do a pretty good job being ready to go.
All right, that's good.
Should I pipe you in? You can leave me a message, and I'll play it for the team pregame if you want me to do that.
We'll record one for you.
Yeah, you got one coming, absolutely. but if you lose, we never send it. But you're going to win, so I'm not worried about it. I love asking this question to basketball coaches. You're down 1, 10 seconds to go. You get the ball for rebound, and you're going down the court. Do you call a timeout?
No.
You let it go.
Knows what they're doing. Yeah, you know, it all depends, honestly. I mean, it's – you know, sometimes you have a defensive team out there because you're trying to get the stop. And so, you know, when you get the ball in front court, you might call timeout to get your best offensive guys out there. But generally, I mean, anytime I feel like I have enough time to verbalize what I want to our team, I would rather play the possession out than I would call a timeout. You know, if I feel scattered, I'll call timeout. If we got the wrong guys out there, I'll call timeout. But all things being equal, we're going to play. We won a game like that at Drake, actually, this year. Almost the exact same scenario you just described. We did not call timeout. We basically won at the buzzer.
And is that just to keep them off balance?
Yeah, I mean, I put myself in the other team's shoes. You know, if I were coaching the defense in that case, I would much rather have a timeout to talk to my team and say, hey, let's be ready for this. We're going to double team if they do that, you know, get my best guys out there, make sure we have matchups right. Like, you know, if I could get my defense organized and set and ready to guard the possession, I feel like I got a much better chance to get a stop. And so offensively, you know, I don't call a timeout for that very reason.
Love it. Thank you. I want to go to back. Casey Alexander is with us. I want to go back to something on free throws. Have you noted, because I feel like I see this in college basketball that, you know, and I don't have all the numbers in front of me. I have yours, but the free throw percentage is probably down maybe what it used to be. Is that just because the game's changed and maybe there's not as much of an emphasis on it? Because I can remember in high school, my coach wouldn't let us be done with practice until everybody made their free throws.
Yeah, that's I don't think it can just be a coincidence. You know, I think some of this, and this doesn't apply to you, but more so to me and everybody that played before me, before the 3-point line, that one point was really critical, and so there was a lot more emphasis on making sure, you know, that you maximized, you know, your opportunities at the free throw line. You know, now games are a lot more high scoring, a lot more possessions in a game. 3-point shooting is paramount. You know, there are hardly even any centers in the game anymore. Everybody plays out on the floor. Most people shoot it, you know, so it just doesn't have the emphasis that it used to. You know, there are plenty of teams out there that shoot them great. We're just not one of them. We have two guys that are woeful at the three-point line, at the free throw line, and the rest of the team is probably 80% or better, you know, but the two guys that shoot the most are our worst two, and therefore we got the number we have.
Yeah, no, and I was just curious of your thoughts on it. But I appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow against Murray State. And we'll talk to you definitely before the season is over. Always love these chats with you. But best of luck.
I appreciate you guys. I've enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach, joining us on the program. And again, they will take on Murray State tomorrow at Kurbevitz Center. It is a doubleheader with the women playing before them. So if you're like the rest of Nashville that has – been just trapped and wanting to do something,
right,
head to the Curb Event Center tomorrow night. Check it out.
It's a great atmosphere, and we love Coach Alexander. I mean, that's pretty good to be number one in field goal percentage, but we need to send him a – no, we don't need to mess with him.
He said we can do it.
They're 19-3. I mean, they lost two games by a point.
Here's what I love. I love that we have the relationship with all these coaches in different sports, that we can have those philosophical
– right.
Like how things have changed, you know, from back in the day, like he said, you know, free throws, there was such an emphasis on free throws. Like, we blast that Memphis team that lost to Kansas in the national championship because they couldn't hit free throws.
That's right.
You know, and so it's I still have in my head of they're called free throws. Like, have to make those. But, you know, now you got everybody jacking threes from outside, and the big game is not what it used to be, so – I love those philosophical conversations. We'll have more coming from the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, 102.5 The Game.